So, my name is Alex, paramedic with Alameda County. This call happened yesterday on, April 5th? So we got called for priority one, code three, shortness of breath. And we show up to this apartment complex. And there's three flights of stairs to get to the top of this apartment. And we walk in. The place is dark, as usual. And this early 50s-year-old lady is sitting at the edge of her bed in a bright pink robe. It's completely open, working real hard to breathe with alcohol fire on scene, and had her on CPAP. And so we put her on the stair chair, try to get her moving. She diarrheas on the stair chair. We get her down one flight of stairs. And instead of taking the second flight of stairs, we took the longer ramp down to the outside of the to get to the rig. And at this time, it's pouring down rain. Family's there, kind of giving us a story. Fire kind of gave me the handoff. This lady has rails in all lobes. Every time she talks, it sounds like she's gurgling water. History of COPD, opioid addiction, and she's taking a new med for the past 3 days and has been slowly declining since then, right? So we put her in the rig, and, you know, I'm changing over her CPAP to our rig CPAP, and, you know, I can hear fire outside, like, they're being nice, they're cleaning off our gurney. But, like, I take lung sounds, and I can visually see, like, her lips are turning blue. Like, her lips are blue. Her sat, her room air sat was 70%. I don't know what her sat was on our monitor, because our SpO2 thing was broken, so I found out while on the call. And so I'm doing this assessment, and a little bit of time has gone on, and I'm just like, crap. Like, I put on the blood pressure cuff. Her blood pressure is actually pretty okay. Her pulse is like 109. Working to breathe at like 30 times a minute. And my partner hops up front, and I might have freaked him out, but and I don't do this very often, but I was like, hey, I get that it's you know, raining pretty hard, so drive safe. But drive as fast as you can to the hospital. Like, this lady's drowning and there's literally nothing I can do, right? So I would have liked to have started an IV, but I didn't. And I hit her with 2 rounds of nitro, oral. And we go, we take off. And so halfway through transport, she panics and starts ripping off her CPAP. And I'm trying to get her to put it back on. She won't keep it on. And she's fighting me the whole time. And as she's taking off the mask, and can see that her lips are still purple. And she's just panicking because she's literally drowning in her own fluid, right? No history of CHF. And no cold or flu-like symptoms and no recent fever. So I take out the BVM. It takes a minute to set everything up. And I try to bag her, and she's not having it. She's, like, pushing her hand away, my hand away, and she won't let me bag her. And I'm telling her, like, you need this. Like, you need to let me put the BVM over your face. Like, you are literally drowning, and you're going to die if you don't let me do this. And she says, okay, and then I put it over her mouth, and then she'll push it away from her face. Like, it's uncomfortable, and she doesn't like it. But she's also, like, pretty much drowning at this point. So we showed up to Eden. Obviously, there's new protocols with this whole COVID thing. And we code three. And my partner goes in, tells registration and the nurse, you know, what's kind of going on. And so my partner comes back out and he says, okay, so I assume that they have a room ready for us, right? Meanwhile, I'm still fighting with this lady. And registration comes out, and she's like, do you have a name or and a birth, date of birth? And I'm like, look, usually I would. I'm really good with registration. But in this particular scenario, I'm struggling to establish an airway. I'm not concerned with registration at this time. So she's like, if not, it's fine. Like, I'll get it later. I'm like, yeah, can you get it later? Because I'm having issues right now. So we brought her inside, and you know, you have to stop at the doors and take off your gloves and hand sanitize your hands and put on new gloves. Meanwhile, this is a code 3, right? And so we're standing at the doorway and we get all this done, and like everyone at Eden is just like staring at us. Like, what are you guys doing? And like, I'm fighting with her to keep the CPAP on. Meanwhile, a charge nurse is yelling at me. She's like, why are you bringing a shortness of breath patient in with no mask on? And I'm like, I'm trying to keep a mask on her. She's non-compliant. She won't put the mask on. Her lungs are full of fluids, yada, yada, blah, blah. And then I'm like, what room do you want us to go to? And she yells it, but she has to yell it 3 different times because I can't hear her because this CPAP is blasting next to my ear, right? And I'm masked up, but my partner didn't have time to mask up during this whole endeavor. So we get to the room, we put her in a room, and the nurses are like yelling at my partner. They're like, this is a potential COVID patient. Why don't you have a mask on? And meanwhile, my partner's trying to like explain to them our protocol and the way like we're not allowed to wear masks up front and blah, blah, blah. And it's a long explanation and just not able to really. Yeah. So they end up finding him a surgical mask. And it was fine. I mean, we had like 4 nurses in the room with us. I told them that you can just,
it's 125 experience.
Sorry, there's a guy that just stole a bunch of stuff who just walked behind me, and ACSO is pulling up to him now. He like casually walked out and shit. Alright, let me try and finish. So my partner walks out because I sent him out because we had more than enough hands, and we put her in the bed, and we transfer over. I tell the doctor, you know, what happened and what the story is with this lady. And the doctor's like, I don't think this is a COVID patient, but I'm glad that they're in a COVID room. And I walk outside, you know, well, so there's a lot going on. Like, I'm helping them get an IV because I feel bad that I didn't get one. And, you know, we end up restraining her to the bed and drawing blood and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm in a gown and a mask, and I'm in my jacket, and I'm drenched in sweat. Drenched in my sweat, like I'm sticky. I smell. It's raining. So I come out of the room and I like de-gown and everything. I still have my mask, my glasses on because I gotta decon that when I get to the rig. And I pass by the front desk, you know, looking all guilty. Oh, there we go. And I passed by the nurse's station and talked to the charge nurse. I was like, I assume we're going to have a conversation later. She's like, yeah, we'll have a conversation later. And so, I mean, it was fine. There was nothing I can do. And they understand, you know, that I really tried my best, but it was just a shit show all around. All right, we're going to go run this hemorrhage call.